Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, of course, want to get your reaction to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris from Wilmington, Delaware, yesterday delivering an aggressive 1-2 attack on the character and performance of President Donald Trump as they made their election case for the first time as running mates. Biden pitched his former primary rival as a smart, tenacious figure, says the AP, who will help him defeat Trump in November amid the pandemic, cratering economy, and national reckoning on racism. Harris, of course, making history as the first woman of color on a national major party ticket. Democrats see her as appealing to progressives, mainstream liberals, some independents and Republicans unhappy with Trump. Meanwhile, we see an analysis this morning from CNN. Kamala Harris just showed why Biden chose her as his running mate. What did you think of the presentation?
David, I watched it. My jaw dropped and I just was so admiring of what she was able to do. You know, it looked like she didn't have a note in front of her, unlike the stumbling, bumbling craziness of the president of the United States who can't seem to read a sentence. Her cadence, the way her remarks flowed. And by the way, his too. He rose to the top of the ranks of speakers the way that I saw him. But she was extraordinary, just extraordinary. Look, here's a woman who brings so much to this. Yes, she brings so much to it, David. Her parents were immigrants, one from the Caribbean, the other Indian. And the Indian population in the United States is not without substance. This is going to help a great deal. You know, so the emphasis has been on the black side of the arrangement, but both sides are going to be very helpful to her as she crashes through that barrier, which has always been so substantial. Look, it wasn't long ago that this country had an incredible KKK. At least one president, I believe it was Wilson, had relationships with. This is a historic moment in the United States, as was the election of Barack Obama. It was an amazing thing to watch. If you think you've got a stake in the game, you come out. And I think now we have a woman, and we have a woman of color. And what we've been talking about is that there is an Indian population in this country. It will come out. And the ability to speak the way that she did yesterday is so exciting, I can't even tell you. You know, I think a lot about what's going to happen when she meets Mike Pence for a debate. I have a feeling it's going to be one of the most watched events in television history. She seems so committed to people. She seems so committed to the idea of social justice. And she is, at the same time, a moderate in the Democratic Party. And that, of course, is going to serve her well with all of those people who are in the middle, the people who have to make decisions, the purples. This is their kind of a person, and mine too. I have to say, an extraordinary performance by this woman.
I was struck by the fact that amid all of this, you know, the pandemic, the racial reckoning, the climate crisis and everything else, that there amidst it all was a message of hope.
That's right, David. You could not be more right about that. Because, you know, Trump got elected saying, let's make America great again. And then he has done as much to pull down this country and its democracy as anybody that I have ever seen or heard about or read about. And now, basically, what she is doing and what the Biden people are doing is adopting a credo, which is we can bring back what we have lost as a result of Trump and what he has been doing to this country. So, you know, I think when you heard her, you watched her smile and you watched her confidence, you had a sense that maybe, just maybe, things were going to be all right again. She made it clear that because this election has the potential to be very close, because Donald Trump, and this is the unsaid, unprintable assertion, is capable of doing anything, we have to have a huge turnout in this election, is what she was saying.
Interesting opinion piece in, I believe, the Washington Post here. Biden lays a trap for Trump by picking Harris. President Trump will likely insult and demean, and already has, Senator Kamala Harris, angering women supporters who already overwhelmingly support Democrats.
Well, it is, of course, a trap because he has exhibited through his words the fact that he is a racist. And there are a lot of people in this country that are saying it's time to mobilize everybody, all Americans, in favor of a functioning, proper democracy. It's clear to me and to a lot of other people that that's the last thing that Donald Trump wants. And as he demeans her, there is a sense among so many people, oh, there he goes again. He's doing what he can to bring down this democracy, this country. And it gets pretty tiresome after a while. And yet, as you suggest, David, this is a trap for the president, because as he does what he has already shown he's going to do, demeans her as a woman and as a politician, he just demeans himself.
With everything changing every single day, it seems, new headlines, new crises, new things to think about, aren't we still very much a long way off from November 3rd?
We are. Anything can happen during this time. A lot of people are expecting Trump to pull some kind of an October surprise. Look, he's demonstrated that he'll do what he can to stay in office, and that's putting it mildly. And as a result, nothing is safe. So, for example, his foray into almost a warlike stance with China. I'm not exonerating the Chinese for any actions that they may be taking in the South China Sea, for example. But we do see that this is an opportunity for him to mobilize the country on his side, Trump. And he will try to do that. We've already seen it. And I suspect we're going to see more of it as we go on. That's just one example of what this guy could do as he tries to stay desperately in the White House.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Always so good to speak with you.
And you, David, good luck on everything you're doing. I know you're teaching college class. I know that you're up every morning at 2 o'clock to bring the news to all of us, and we all so appreciate it. Thank you, David.
Thank you for all you do.